The Federal Student Ambassadors Program is designed to make sure that college students know what's happening at your agency and whether they fit into your agency's workforce. Last year, the program reached more than 17,000 students on 28 campuses across the country. Tim McManus is the Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service and here to talk about the program. Tim, good to talk to you. Thank you for coming on as always.
Always great to be here.
There's got to be, if you're here to talk about it, some success stories with this program. Give me the outline of it, and then how do you really connecting with college students to make them aware of what's going on in government?
Sure. So the way that the program works, we work specifically with a few different agencies to identify some outstanding interns that they've had. And those interns have typically come out of their summer class of interns. And they're folks who have spent, you know, a few months here in primarily in D.C., but across the country working in a federal internship and who are returning back to their college campuses. Some of them are graduate-level students. Most of them are undergrads. But again, what they're bringing to the table is both an experience and insight to what it's like to live, work, and breathe in an agency for a period of time. But more importantly, what they're bringing back to their campus is the connections, or what they're bringing to federal agencies is the connections that they have to faculty, to career services professionals, to the student groups, to just everything that's going on to campus to actually spread the word about their experience.
When the college students go back to among their classmates and so on, after they've had this experience in government, what are you hearing? What kind of vibe do you get back from them about the response they get?
Well, it's actually phenomenal, and in part it's phenomenal, Francis, because, you know, again, they can speak the language that the students want to hear. They can talk about what it was like to work, not simply what it was like, but the type of work and what got them jazzed about going in every day and wanting to come back the next day. They were actually able to put it in terms, they are able to put it in terms that their peers understand. So, again, you know, we've heard really, really great reactions to this, and for example, the energy ambassador that are deployed through the Department of Energy, eight of them this past year. As a result of their direct result of their efforts on the campuses that they were on, they generated 324 applications for jobs, full-time jobs at DOE. And as a result of that, DOE has told us that they've actually hired at least 19 of those. So the benefit for DOE is they're getting really a presence on college campuses that they would never get to the extent that they are now. They're connecting with different groups that they would never connect with. They're connecting directly with students that they would otherwise have a hard time connecting with. Again, these ambassadors are really, you know, yes, it's a job. Yes, they're spending a few hours a day, several hours a week promoting the Department of Energy in this case. But, you know, when they're in social events as well, you know, they may bring it into play there as well. So, again, they really are almost a 24/7 presence for Department of Energy. And Mike Kane, in a recent testimony, actually said that that certainly it has exceeded, you know, their expectations in terms of being cost effective and an efficient way to do this. And more importantly, you can't just look at them being on campus for a semester or even for an academic year, because the relationships that they've built with their academic advisors, their career services professionals, the faculty that they have, you know, goes well beyond, again, something that a recruiter can do in a visit or two or three or five.
This has been a constituency too that's been hard for agencies to crack for a long time, isn't it? To be able to speak to students on a level that they can relate to.
Hard to speak to them on a level that they can relate to. And again, you know, I think again to Mike Kane, the Chico over at DOE, his comment, you know, in his testimony recently about the ambassador program and the effectiveness is, difficult to stay connected to a college or university as well over time. So it might be that a federal agency goes out and does a career fair, and you know they set up a table for an afternoon, and maybe they're fortunate enough and they're smart enough to go out the night before or the day before and have some meetings. But at some point they actually leave. Even if they're local, they leave, and there's that presence kind of leaves with them as well. So the student gets that exposure to the agency. And then the next day, when they think of the 20 questions that they should have asked the day before, there's nobody there. And that reconnection is difficult for the student as well. In this case, there's somebody right there on the campus who they can turn to and say, you know what? There was a DOE representative that came into our business class yesterday or our biology class yesterday. I meant to ask him this. I never got a chance to, or I didn't think about it until the next day. I'd love to hear from you. And the student ambassador, 9 times out of 10, they may not be able to answer that technical question, but what they can do is bring that back to DOE or bring that back to the agency and put that student in touch with the right person who can answer it.
The relationship building part of this is also, if you kind of drill down into the situation with reaching college students in general, the relationship building part of it, I would guess, is the toughest part.
Absolutely so. And I think, you know, part of the difficulty in the relationship building aspect is, again, the distance. So again, even if you're a regional office and you've got a campus, you know, across the highway or down the street, it's still hard to have that one-on-one interaction with folks. And again, that's what's happening with the ambassador program. And it can happen, you know, over time, not simply over a couple of days, but can happen over an academic year. But I think the other piece of it is, as well, is, you know, this kind of speaks, Francis, to your other question about the relationship as well, which is who do you, or the speak their language, who do you put out there? Do you put out the HR person who can talk HR, but actually maybe hasn't walked in the shoes of that specific occupational group? Again, the ambassador has a little bit of a different insight. They're certainly not experts in federal HR. But what they can do is speak the student's language in terms of, again, what the experience was like, what the benefit was, why they saw it as a good experience. Clearly, this all depends upon or is incumbent upon having ambassadors who can actually carry that message and who had an experience, a great experience, which again reflects back to the agency that, you know, you've got to be able to, in your internship programs, be able to create an environment where the intern themselves see it as a stepping stone and get excited about the work.
All right. You've got some resources about the Federal Student Ambassadors Program on your website, and we'll link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.